sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
We have a chance for you to head to Boston. Never been? Well, it's about time you visited. It's a great spot. Killer Flames road trip. You and a friend can be off to Boston. You'll watch the Flames and Bruins at the TD Garden on March 5th. You'll also get a pair of tickets to see the Celtics and the Utah Jazz the night before. We've got your return airfare, your accommodations, and $500 Canadian in spending money. Hang out in Boston for a while. Get away from town. Enjoy it. Use your points to enter now, fan club members, if you haven't already. We'll warn you, we're making this draw February 2nd. That's Monday. So even though March the 5th feels like a long ways away, and truly it is, we'll be making the draw the morning of February 2nd. Which, again, that's Monday. Speaking of tickets, just a reminder before we do that, reminder that, of course... When any of our guests, all of our guests on this show join us on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. Lube City, a change for the better, featuring Mobile One, the official motor oil of NASCAR. And yes, we have a pair of tickets to give away. I really want to get this done because it hangs over my head, and then, of course, I forget to do it. I'm really bad at that. I'm probably the worst, AJ, at trying to remember. Out of all the people you've worked with, am I the worst at trying to remember to give stuff away?
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight at the Dome, it's the Wild, it's the Flames, but more important for the purposes of this, it is Alumni Night featuring Gary Roberts. It's the first Alumni Night of 2015. Get a chance to welcome an old friend back, Stanley Cup champ with the 89 club, of course. A lot of the alumni still live in and around town, but a lot don't. Big night for Gary Roberts to come back. Pre-game puck drop, in-game featured. There will be various alumni on hand. You can get some autographs from your current or former, your favorite past Flames players. The way you get in is to win tickets, and we have a pair of tickets. What can we give you? What can I give you? What kind of Gary Roberts trivia can I give you here? He was a mean son of a gun. In spite of the fact he popped Rhett Warner right in the beak, and I'm sure he had it coming. How many teams did he play for in his NHL career? We know he played for the Flames, and you know probably where he went from there. How many NHL teams did Gary Roberts play for in his career? First correct answer through on our text line, 960-960. We're going to set you up with those tickets. Well, we'll call those things for you. And we'll announce the winner at the end of this segment. But right now, time to get into some football with our NFL insider, Jason Lacanfora. Hello, Mr. Lacanfora. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Well, we're doing okay. It's the time of the morning. We've been here a while, and now we're hungry, so we're talking about crab cakes. There's nothing like a good crab cake, boy, right?
Hey, now, I love me some crab cakes. You're going to get me started. We could do 15 minutes on crab cakes.
All right. We've been known to do that. But instead, I guess we'll talk about a little bit of football. It's now time when we can focus on the game, right? The Marshawn Lynch, the footballs, all of that. Is it now officially done?
Oh, I hope so, unless you guys know something I don't.
No?
Yeah, I'm done with it. You know, all that stuff, yeah.
The thing that's been lost in all of this is... I mean, it becomes easy to kind of dislike Marshawn Lynch because of the way he's conducted himself, I guess. But at the same time, many feel like he has been there, the Seahawks' most valuable player. He's not going to win the MVP of the league award. But where do you think he stacks up as the most valuable Seahawk for that team this season?
Well, I think he's up there, you know, without a doubt. I mean, look, them getting Percy Harvin out of there, and then pretty much saying, you know what, we're not going to try to, like, get anybody the ball any particular amount of times in the pass game. We're not going to necessarily feature anyone. We're not going to do anything all that fancy and special. We're kind of going to get back to our roots. And Russell Wilson, there'll be four or five guys who catch the ball between three and six times. And Russell's going to run the ball quite a bit. And this running back's going to be our bell cow. And he's going to establish a physical tone for us. And we're going to just kind of, we're just going to kind of roll with that. And, boy, they've been an incredibly effective team since they made that decision and bit the bullet and got Percy Harvin out of there. And Marshawn was one of Percy's biggest supporters on the team. And those two had a tight relationship. And, you know, there was a lot of reasons why you might say, oh, they, Percy should be the perfect compliment to Marshawn in the run game and the pass game, but it wasn't happening, and I have to give those guys all the credit in the world. Just not every organization would be that gutsy and that willing to say, you know what, this isn't working, it may not work, and we're going to cut our losses and kind of go back and do this other thing and be, you know, this team, try to be this team we used to be, and they were able to do it.
The fascinating matchup to me is going to be Marshawn Lynch against New England's rush defense. They only allowed six rushing touchdowns all year, and they've done well with bigger backs. What do you make of New England's run D, and if Seattle can run against them or not?
Yeah, I think the run game for both teams, the ability of these running backs to sort of make something out of nothing, to make that one cut that allows them to get a little bit free and start rumbling down the field, I think that will be a critical element in this game, if not the critical element in this game. I don't think it's going to be super sexy in the pass game. I don't think, as much as we talk about these quarterbacks and as much as obviously no team gets to this point without getting superior play from the quarterback position, boy, I just think with these secondaries, some of the ways they're able to match up on the back end, I think it's going to make life incredibly difficult for people in the pass game. And not that either of these teams are pushovers in the run defense department either, but I think like whichever team can scratch and claw for those two or three big runs, maybe change field position in the run game, maybe just gradually exert its will on the other team as we get deep into the game, that's going to be your winner. And I mean, Marshawn's been unbelievable, and especially in the second half of these games, and being able to finish teams off in the run game and being able to pick up critical first downs in the run game and obviously scoring touchdowns in the run game. And Russell Wilson's a big part of that, too. It's going to be interesting. And on the other side, is Gronk going to catch 10 balls for 150 yards and two touchdowns on this defense? I don't think so. Can LeGarrette Blount scratch out 4.4 whatever yards per carry and pick up some third and shorts to keep drives going and find a way to get the ball in the end zone a time or two? If so, that's probably your winner.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because it seems like the key is obviously Gronk, and then everybody else kind of, maybe one league, as we've talked about, maybe this week it's well, not so much Amendola, although he did have the one good playoff game, but it becomes, maybe it's LaFell or whoever,
Edelman, absolutely.
Yeah, so who do you see out of that group? It's hard to tell. I'm sure Seattle's asking the same question. Gronk is going to be there, and they're going to have to address him, but who is best suited to maybe benefit from the coverage that he's going to draw?
They let us do a prediction and an MVP, and I went with Edelman for a couple of reasons. One is special teams. I think this will be a close game, and I think it'll be a low-scoring game. And if somebody's able to have a return or two that's significant, that, again, shifts the field, that puts the offense in the driver's seat, that gives you great down and distance, that's going to be huge. And I believe when you look at the way, again, that the secondary shapes up for Seattle, I think they're going to take away Gronk. I think they'll take away your best outside receiver. I think they'll take a lot of things away, but he's so difficult to cover, and he has so much wiggle to him, and they move him around. He can line up in four or five different spots, and you've got this big physical defense, but this is kind of the small, shifty, shady guy who is difficult to sort of man up on. And he'll also find your seams in coverage, and he's pretty fearless. And he's involved in a lot of their trick plays. And I just have a feeling, not that his stat sheet is going to be overwhelming at the end of the day, but I think if he makes two big plays on special teams and he ends up having two or three big plays on offense, and this is a 17-14 or 20-17 type game, I just wonder if he ends up being the guy who kind of steals the limelight a little bit.
Thoughts on Luke Wilson, the Canadian tight end, who really wasn't a name of interest until, what, the second half of the season or so?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like really it's been, you know, the last 6 weeks, maybe the last 4 weeks of the regular season, and then the 2 weeks that they were playing playoff games. Real coming out probably seemed to be that Arizona game where everything Russell Wilson threw just seemed to end up in his hands, and that became a rare blowout win for Seattle. And I think it was a day where I want to say they racked up close to 600 yards of offense or something like that. They've been looking for a move tight end with some action in the vertical passing game and the ability to escape coverage and have just sort of some natural ability to get open for quite a while. And, you know, they had John Carlson there, and they signed Miller to a pretty good free agent contract, and that didn't work. And he moved on, and then this kid kind of comes out of nowhere. I mean, I'll say this. He fits the profile of the overall pass-catching group. Not super sexy, not a household name, not a guy who's going to take a game over by himself, not a guy who's going to dominate in the box for week in, week out, but a guy who, you know, in his sample size, which might be small some weeks, might make two or three big plays that end up being the difference. And, you know, that's sort of been the case in a few instances, and again, the last 6 to 8 weeks of the season. And that's really all they need. It's just somebody just keep them a little bit honest. Just make them throw a linebacker or a safety on this guy and not let him run free, because if they don't take care of him, he'll exploit them. So he could be a very intriguing person in this game as well. You know, and the Patriots drop a lot of different guys in coverage, and they do a lot of different things in the way they defend the pass. And, you know, will a guy like Chandler Jones be dropping back? Will it be Ninkovich? Who will sort of be the matchup on him? And will he be able to have a little bit of joy based on the fact he might be going against somebody who isn't necessarily a stud in space? I mean, Jamie Collins has done a tremendous job in coverage, but I mean, again, we'll see what the matchups are and how much the Seahawks spread them out and how hard they work to find things that are conducive to him. You know, because, I mean, again, one play here or there, I really think is the difference here. I just don't see this game being lopsided in either way. I don't see this being a replay of last year's Super Bowl. I think this is a game where every first down you convert, you could look back on it and say, man, that was huge, that was huge, that was huge.
He's Jason Lacanfora, our NFL insider for Shanks Sports Grill. The one thing that we've heard plenty of has been, if you give Bill Belichick 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent, it's going to make things very difficult. How do you like the coaching matchup? Because there's plenty of Belichick haters, but on the other side, there's a few people that aren't fond of Pete Carroll. What do you think about Carroll versus Belichick here?
I think it's more or less a wash. I think either of these guys, you give this extended period of time to, and you expect greatness. And this whole deflate thing, I'm sure, has distracted Belichick to a certain degree, especially last week when he's doing his, you know, science experiments and then coming out and doing his impromptu press conferences and all that. I mean, there's only so many hours in the day, and he's an incredibly hard worker, and he grinds all the time. But, you know, the time that he's spending on this other sort of silly stuff that he has to do because of their own, you know, issues, they've brought this on themselves, but still, that takes away from some other stuff. And I mean, Pete Carroll, this guy has done nothing but win in the last 15 years between, you know, USC and Seattle. And you go back and you sort of reevaluate some of his NFL experiences before you know, before he did this, you know, being able to get over the mountain with the Seahawks, and it doesn't look nearly as bad in hindsight. And you kind of reframe some things and you think about where the Patriots were before he got there and where they are now. You kind of say, well, yeah, he's not Belichick. And again, he didn't get them over the mountain, but his tenure there doesn't look so, you know, doesn't look terrible in hindsight. And trace back his career all the way to, you know, Bud Carson, Minnesota Vikings. He's a hell of a defensive coach, and he's become a hell of a head coach, and he's a master motivator. And, you know, he's not afraid to go outside the box to find ways to get guys fired up to play and get them prepared to play. And the way he inspires players and the different sort of motivational tacks he takes. You know, people say, well, college guy, it's not going to work in the NFL. Obviously, it's worked tremendously well. And you take his last, you know, again, 10 years body of work, what was going on at USC, and then now this 4 or 5 years he's been in Seattle and all their success. That's pretty unique little run right there.
One of the things I love about the New England Patriots is they can beat you different ways. This is a one-game showdown, yep. And it's not, you know, 3 or 4 games over the course of a season. Does their flexibility on offense, being to either abandon the run or stick exclusively to it, does that help them in one game, or is it just not a big enough sample where you can negotiate your way through different strategies?
No, I think it absolutely helps them. Their ability to reinvent themselves, to change their identity from week to week and sort of be the shapeshifter that will do what they have to do to A, best take away what you do best, and B, best exploit what you do worst. I think that is the very nature of coaching. That is what we're talking about here. And not everybody can do it. Not everyone's gutsy enough to do it. Not everyone is forward-thinking enough to really reconstruct a game plan and an approach that could be so dramatically different from week to week. But they do, and they execute it with aplomb, and they're fearless in how they approach it, and it's very much become their identity, sort of is this changing series of identities. And I don't expect that to change at all, and that's who they are, and that's what they do. And against this Seattle team that has a unique group of personnel and a unique ability to do some things on the defensive side of the ball, it makes it, you know, it makes this matchup all the more intriguing. They're tough to run on, and they can be downright impossible to throw on at times, and requires you to be incredibly patient, and requires you to really trust in what you think you do best, and to, you know, be willing to grind it out over 4 quarters. And I think the halftime adjustments are going to be huge. If this is a real nip and tuck, low scoring game, like I think it will be, then who sees something at halftime and who's able to convey something to their team, then again, gives them that advantage and they pick up those chunk yards and they are able to make those 2 or 3 big plays that change the way the clock's being handled, that change the scope of field position. And that put them in position to win. And I think both these coaches are uniquely capable of being the guy who sort of comes up with that and passes it on and watches it literally, you know, transform their season in front of their eyes.
I just hope that we have a better game, like you had said. A year ago, we were excited about this offense versus defense. And I mean, it was a joke. So I hope you're right, man. I hope it is a close one. I hope it comes down to it, and regardless, that we've got a game that we'll be talking about for a long time.
Yeah, I think we will. I mean, I can't recall, and he's obviously talked sample size. I mean, few people have a bigger playoff sample size than Tom Brady, but yeah. I can't remember too many clunkers on a stage like this. I think it'll be a great game.
Thanks, Jay. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy it, man.
You got it, guys. Have a great one. Thank
you. You bet.
Sportsnet 960's NFL insider Jason Lacanfora is brought to you by Shanks. Don't miss playoff football at Shanks North and Shanks South. Catch all the games. Shanks Sports Grill, your NFL playoff headquarters in Calgary.
There you have it. To 924, Super Bowl weekend coming up. Shanks, the place to be. Pinder, Shanks North. Steinberg, Shanks South. 4-hour pregame show.
From Shanks South.
Mm.
I'm a traveling man on Saturday, or on Sunday there.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah.
We've already got some guests lined up. You'll be very encouraged and excited to know that Jesse Lumsden will be joining the program.
So that's coming up Sunday. Fan club members, you can enter to win a reserved table for four, plus a $100 gift card courtesy of Shanks. You can use it right then and there. You can just start to spend it immediately.
I thought you'd be excited about Lumsden, Cheryl from Shanks.
Enter now at sportsnet.ca/960. Shanks Sports Grill, your headquarters for NFL football.
Don't know why you hate him so much.
We'll come back momentarily. We are going to, I guess we're going to St. Louis.
And who thought that would be the case?
Yeah. Martin Brodeur is set to retire from the game of hockey, and we'll have that live press conference. Now, we're not going to carry the whole thing, but we'll let you hear from Martin when we come back. Sports at 960, The Fan.
Morning Hockey Talk with Boomer, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
9:31, moments away from going live to St. Louis, Missouri, where Martin Brodeur will announce his retirement. And I don't know that you hear all the time about players that spend their entire career in a certain spot. It's like, it doesn't really happen anymore. And really, how important is it? We never saw Steve Yzerman anywhere else. And I sit here and I watch this. It's like, why is this happening in St. Louis? Why is he part of the St. Louis Blues alumni? It's going to be a weird one.
Well, when he looks back at it, it'll be clear that he's overestimated what he was as a netminder in his last couple of years, and it tinges the legacy a little, doesn't it?
Oh, maybe. We'll find out as they have the podium set up in St. Louis. Brodeur in front of a Blues backdrop.
Huh?
Many dignitaries there is, obviously. Regardless of the jersey he wore, his career is unchanged. One of the greatest to ever play the position of goaltender in the National Hockey League. I guess there's room for debate. Is it Patrick Waugh? Is it Dominic Hasek? But Martin Brodeur and the press conference in St. Louis beginning now.
He will introduce this press conference.
I'm Chris Kerber, the Blues radio broadcaster. Thanks to everybody that has come in from out of town and all over Canada, frankly, all over the world. We want to also make sure that we welcome everybody watching in on Sportsnet, RDS, the NHL Network, and of course also listening live on our flagship station KMOX Radio here in St. Louis. It's not every day that you once again get to welcome a Hall of Famer to the organization, and yet at the same time, when you look to who's on the stage here, you realize, well, maybe in this organization it happens a little bit more than some. Here up on the stage, we've got Al MacInnis, Bernie Federko, Brett Hall, all members of the St. Louis Blues organization. Of course, Martin Brodeur, and then the Blues president of hockey operations and general manager, Doug Armstrong. You put into perspective kind of what the St. Louis Blues have sitting up here. You have Bernie Federko, who was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2002. 1,000 games played in the National Hockey League, 1,130 points. Brett Hall in 2009. 1,269 games played, 1,391 points, 741 goals. And then, of course, Al MacInnis, a defenseman with one heck of a shot. 1,416 games played, 1,274 points. Doug Armstrong finally figured it out from an alumni standpoint. We needed somebody to stop these guys. And he's managed to pull this off. So, fellas, the way I look at it, 28,928 saves from Martin Brodeur is going to make scoring in the alumni games a little more difficult for you guys. But it really is a special day here for the St. Louis Blues. We had a chance to talk with Marty yesterday. And the one thing that he now knows by taking an office job is that he's going to have a chance to finally get his daughter Annabelle to the top of the arch, which is something she wants to see. So, Marty, apparently you're going to be able to do that during lunch breaks based on the conversation we've had with Doug Armstrong. So without further ado, let me bring up Doug Armstrong. He's the president of hockey operations for the St. Louis Blues and the Blues general manager.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. Obviously, we're here to congratulate Marty on a fabulous career and wish you nothing but the best moving forward. Marty's agreed to join our organization as a senior advisor to the general manager He's going to travel with our team on a daily basis. He's going to interact with our players and our coaches. Our goals are very simple here in St. Louis with this team. It's to prepare and be competitive to win a Stanley Cup and ultimately win a Stanley Cup. When I look up here and you see the number of Stanley Cups on this stage, all these people we can tap into as we learn and we move forward. So we're very excited to have Marty join our organization in a different capacity. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Marty for some brief comments.
Well, welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Also, I want to take the opportunity to thank everybody that sent me messages in the last 48 hours. A lot of people didn't respond back to you guys, but there was a reason for it. But all my friends, all the ex-teammates and present teammates, I really appreciate the kind words. This is a great day for me. I'm excited to start a new chapter in my hockey career. This is something I've been thinking about for a long time, and this is a great opportunity that the St. Louis Blues organization, you know, Todd Stillman and Doug Armstrong, that are giving me and trusting me into doing. In the same token, this is going to be something that is going to be as close as a hockey player. I'll be able to be involved with the hockey operation and then being close with the guys and the coaches and the managers. So this is going to be a great challenge for me. No way you want to hear about my career a little bit. It was a good decision for me to make. It's been something that, throughout the year, July 1st came and didn't get really many opportunities. I was a little selective on the teams that I wanted to play for. And, time went by and I was really thinking about retirement. Came November. I wanted to play, but I knew the opportunity would have been a little harder. And finally, I got a phone call. One of the teams that were on top of my list was the St. Louis Blues. And again, I jumped in right away. Had a blast. For the month and a half I was here, was treated with as much respect as anybody else. And they really took me in and their family. And for me, that meant a lot. And when the goalie's situation got healthy, and I think everybody has to understand that there was no promises from the organization towards me. They have two solid goaltender, and so for me to come in and help them out was a great opportunity for me to get back in the game and see if I still like it and still can play the game. And both questions were answered. I know I can play, and I know I still can't have fun with this game. And and for me, just the fact that they got healthy was harder for me to stay around. I'm a competitive guy. It was hard to stay on the sideline, and that's why I decided to take my retirement. So anyway, thank you for being here. I'd love to answer some questions if anybody had questions. I'm sure there's a couple of New Jersey questions will be out there.
There's we have two people with microphones, so raise your hand and we'll get you microphones if you have questions, please.
Marty, when you took the leave of absence, and obviously you had already been contemplating retirement before then, what made your mind up that now is the time to retire?
Well, just because of the goalie situation that, we had conversation, I think with Army and I, we had a lot of discussion about, what was going to happen in the future, and they were going to go with the two goalies, and they wanted me to be around, and they welcomed me to stay around, and, at one point I just felt in the way a little bit. Like I was making fun of these, I was just making fun to me, actually. I was saying it was almost dangerous for me in practice. I did not run over by the line rushes. I was just in the way as a third goalie. So, and again, that's what kind of made me say, well, let's take a step back. Let's move away from the game a little bit. And, they were kindly, they gave me that space. And, I talked to my family with my wife and, my mom and all the people around me. And, we came to that conclusion. This is, this is a great opportunity to have to start something new, and I'm really excited.
Marty, you said when you got here that you weren't ready to quit because you wanted closure. You wanted to find closure for your career. Do you feel like you found that here in St. Louis?
You know what? The thing about hockey for me, it's, I'm really competitive, but I love to have fun. And I'm leaving the game with a big smile on my face. you know, and I don't think if I would have done that last year, it would have been the case.
Martin, pour les amateurs évidemment au Québec, ce que tu pourrais
All right, that's where we'll jump in. So there you go, Martin Brodeur announcing his retirement, a four-time Vezina Trophy winner. He's got Olympic gold medals, He's got Stanley Cup rings. He's, like you said, kind of done it all. He's going to stay in St. Louis and be the special, a senior advisor to the general manager. Whatever. He's going to travel with the team. He's going to be around and says he's ready to retire. And there's not really one of those emotional things where there's tears or that he's holding back emotions. He seems very, very at peace with it. So one of the greats all time calls it a career. Martin Brodeur done in the National Hockey League. It's 9:41. Our final break. We'll come back with what you want to talk about. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
It is 15 away from 10. Game day. Flames looking to keep the roll going. They defeat the Buffalo Sabres two nights ago. Look to do the same against the Minnesota Wild tonight. The four-point game can really put some breathing room between the Flames and the Wild. Plus, 2 points for the Flames tonight and a loss for the Sharks in Anaheim or against Anaheim tonight. The Flames will, like George Jefferson. Moving on up.
All right. It's unusual.
What's that, boom?
It's like George Jefferson, coach.
George Jetson?
Jefferson. They're 1 point back of San Jose. If they win, that'd give them 57. If the Sharks get no points, they stay at 56. That would give them the edge on second in the Pacific Division.
What ifs?
It's Vancouver, what are they doing tonight?
Nothing.
So there you go.
Five other Canadian teams going. Habs look for a fourth in a row. They're against the Rangers in New York. Leafs will try to avoid an eighth consecutive loss. They host Arizona. Jets are in Philly after losing in Pittsburgh. And the Oilers and Sabres into Somebody's Got to Win Bowl.
Tell me you've heard this.
Yeah, this is the AMJ Campbell Van Lines Move It Again.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Either this or I like to move it, move it.
Here it comes. Come on, get down.
Some guy from the bleeders.
Shut it.
Grease don't fry in the kitchen.
Test the fire.
Grease don't burn on the grill.
I'm going to find this.
Take a whole lot of trying or just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting up, turn it back. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Catering to your Vine account.
At least to stop the dancing. Worked.
George and Wheezy. All right.
Just like Marty Brodeur, moving on up into upper management.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Senior advisor, huh? A lot of experience. I'm sure it'll help the GM.
That's right.
Oh, the goalie should have made that save. Thanks, Marty.
9:48 as we get into what you want to talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps. Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Yeah, that's all you need to do is get on your phone 96960 and fire it through. If there's something we missed, something you want to hear, make a request. It is the All Request Nooner here on Sports at 960 The Fan.
Shannon Cook, Mr. Rock and Roll on your All Request Nooner. 66 CFR.
You're such a creep. Who won the tickets, Boom? That was Paul. Congrats, Paul.
Brian and Paul.
Hey, Brian. Where else? This is from Morning Zen Guy. We're getting a lot from this guy now. We cannot see our reflection in running water. It is only in still water that we can see.
Okay.
Boomer Alex Martinez clinched the cup for the Kings by scoring the OT winner into an empty net last year, signed Pinder. That's a throwback.
I could have just told you that, but I decided to text in.
Listening to Boomer sing the song from the Jeffersons is good radio. I think probably some would disagree. I agree wholeheartedly, but I think some might disagree. Pinder, you dumbass, that's the theme to the Jeffersons. Yeah, you dummy. That's the theme to the Jeffersons. They're moving on up.
Hey, Boomer, you should try out for Canadian Idol. Wait, is that still even a thing? Is there still Canadian Idol?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure beans can burn on a grill. Well, yeah, I would probably agree.
Jay.
The band Hart.
Hart.
Brian.
Thanks for an excellent tour of the Dome by Kelly Kirsch. Had a great time at the Sabres game. There you go.
Yeah, it's a $5 media meal, so you can get seconds if you want for free.
You know what else Kirsch can give you a tour of? That is you American U.S. cities that have an NHL franchise in them. He can take you on an expansive...
Montreal and Calgary and Hartford and Pittsburgh.
It's a well-traveled man.
He is. Kirsch now says, whenever I go somewhere, everyone's like, yeah, I love it when those guys make fun of your voice. Yeah. Yeah, they do kind of sound, yeah. What goes good with pulled pork for Super Bowl?
Beer?
Well, you're going to need some beer. You're going to need some kind of a starchy element there. I would go with scalloped potatoes. Ooh. Nice little scalloped potatoes on the side. It's heavy.
I was going to say.
But I love it.
We won't be dancing at halftime.
You idiots cut off the press conference of a legend to play Moving On Up for 5 minutes?
I'll turn that back. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we're moving on up.
It wasn't 5 minutes. We could make it five if you want.
Hey, I'm not saying that. Don't be a... Jeez. If you're talking about your team, your kids' hockey team's bottle drive, you are a degenerate. You're degenerate,
you know,
dude.
Who you are. Stop it.
Why did gas go up 10 cents a liter? Well, here's the thing. It comes down to... going to Vegas with the missus. Any suggestions on things to do as a couple in Vegas?
Now, you've been to Vegas as a member of a couple.
Yeah, I've done
that. What do you do here?
Well, you let her shop, and you go to the sports book.
Yeah. You did say together, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, what do you do together? You go you go eat. You have meals together. You can go for a couple's massage.
Ooh.
And go see a show. Go see a show.
See a Cirque du Soleil something or other.
Michael Jackson something or other. Yeah. I haven't seen the MJ. Wouldn't mind. Absinthe at Caesars. Very funny. Very good. Hey, Boomer, do you always hoot when you holler? I very rarely holler without a hoot. Which is why it's the hoot and holler. For my money, Waugh was the best goalie I've seen, but no one does the scorpion like Kipper. That's when he would kick his legs up.
Yeah, he's on his belly and then
kicking his legs up.
Lift the leg, a scorpion's tail.
What's wrong with Chris Russell? I would say nothing's wrong with Chris Russell. It's just he shouldn't be counted upon for a ton of offense. They've used him in 5-on-5. He's been very good. Use him on the power play. It's just there's not as much there. And I think he's pressed it a little bit as of late, watching, taking shots when maybe he should be dishing. So there you go. That's my take. Nothing is my answer.
He gets a lot of ozone starts, and he starts a lot on the ice with the team's top line. I don't want to say he's been bad, but remember where he was in December? I mean, there's been a significant step back since that point. A lot of people will be mad and disagree, but that's... Puck's in the wrong end too much for my liking.
Oh, God. Good morning from Innisfail. Foggy out, back to bed. Hello, Innisfail.
Must be nice.
Great show today. Made the drive almost as great as if I had won tickets. Well, sorry, we only had two pairs. Boom, grabbed a ring of kielbasa from the Heritage Deli yesterday after Ask Rhett. Thanks for the hot tip, boys. It's off the charts. You're welcome. You are welcome. The cabbage rolls, pierogies. You're damn right. I'm not sure about this one. Pinder has man boobs.
It's probably the furthest thing from the truth.
Do you have man boobs?
No, I don't have anything of any significance in the pectoral area.
Because I don't make a habit. I don't make a habit of looking, to be honest. If you have a Super Bowl props bet and you can't find the answer to one of the questions, does it nullify the whole pool or just remove that one question for the equation? My guess is
I don't know.
If you're not parlaying, then yeah, it's just the one.
And if it doesn't have a response, they typically yank it off the sheet. By the way, last night, I don't know if you saw this in the New Jersey Toronto game. Jordan Tutu took a minor penalty for tripping, which is, someone on the text line points out, that's a 2-2-2, or in French, a deux-deux-deux.
Deux-deux-deux.
Wow.
You know what a deux-deux-deux is?
Reaching. What do you do if you're a couple in Vegas? Go for haircuts. Signed, Jason DeForest.
They have couples teeth cleaning sessions, a couples massage.
Pinder is a huge retweet guy. Pretty annoying, I gotta say. You do retweet a ton. You don't. Yep. There's very little original material. It's a lot of retweeting.
It depends. I go through phases. Like if I'm watching a Flames game, I won't retweet a ton.
Could you give it some work though?
I'll probably just do what I want. It's Twitter, right?
All
right.
Yeah. How fat is Rhett getting? Yari Curry fat, Marty McSorley fat, or Oprah fat? Well, he's actually getting thinner.
Which would be more like Oprah fat because she yo-yos up and down. Like, I think Rhett back in, when we get to the spring, we'll see if he's still doing the yoga ball and the biking at 5 a.m. I think he's on the Oprah thing.
Hey, Boomer, why do you hate on Backlund so much? I haven't talked about Backlund forever.
Tough dude. He's been playing well.
Why didn't Bo Levi sound like the Bo Levi that calls in from time to time?
Yeah, the phone line.
The phone line. I think when you're here and you don't need to, project your voice.
See, if we had an ISDN line, it would sound much more like the Bo Levi we had in the studio. But that's just a standard phone line.
Well, yeah, he was more laid back, right?
That's true.
That's Bo from the season when he's really intense.
Good God almighty.
Good morning, Boomer. Highway 9, driving to Oyen, working for Purolator. Love the show every day. You guys keep me laughing going down the road. That cheers.
Nine.
Chris. Attaboy, Chris.
Attaboy, Jay.
Out on highway...
Highway number...
Highway 9. Yeah. The only reason I subscribe to your lame fan club is to see the bikini girl every Friday in your emails. It hasn't been there for 3 weeks. What gives? If you're waiting for a Friday email from us to see a girl in a bikini, pack it in.
Here's the thing, buddy. I know you've got the internet because it's an email. There's some other stuff out there.
If you can...
Don't have to go to your Outlook for.
Our fan club email is the only place you can find a girl in a bikini on the internet. Take the monitor and pump your head through it. grab
both
each sides of it, extend your arms, and then absolutely bury your forehead right into the middle of the screen.
Pull that thing into your nose as fast and hard as you can.
Jeez. Do you prefer free-range eggs over regular eggs? Yeah. I love it when my chicken can just roam free. Be great. Good morning from, whatever. Home of Jordan Henry.
Oh!
Yeah.
Strathmore?
Milo.
Milo, nearby. Remember when Jason went to Strath Vegas?
Why does... Pinder's voice squeak. Does your voice squeak?
I'm sure everyone's voice squeaks time to time. It's four hours and a half on the air here.
Vegas for couples get matching face tattoos. You know what? It seems like there's a lot of them that do take that approach.
Well, it's like the renewing your vows. You get the face tattoos, you do another wedding thing.
Yeah. Best show going, funny stuff. Can we have another pepperoni pizza take, please? Almost crashed when you played that. I'm not sure. You're now going to DeForest. You're asking a lot. It's 9:59. We really need to go because the Jim Rome show, he's on Radio Row. He's out in Phoenix. It's, again, getting closer to the Super Bowl. It feels like a lot to...
Jeez.
to just kind of be asked.
Pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni pizza.
Have a good one, buddy. Sports at 960, The Fan.